Hi, I am Hannah Lee. I was born on the last frontier, raised in the navigation division by two patient parents who understood early that I listened to the world differently. Before I knew language, I knew patterns, the rhythm of engine cycles, the pitch of ventilation grates, the subtle shift that told you what deck you were on long before signs confirmed it. The ship's hum was my childhood soundtrack. While other kids play corridor games, I sat by maintenance panels and traced the vibrations in the floor. When Day Zero came and the last frontier crashed, I did what I always do, I listened. In the debris fields near Nukuru, it was the flames or the shouting frequencies of damaged receivers. I salvaged parts with bare hands, trying to rebuild a sense of order from the static. That was my first lesson, planetside. Connection doesn't disappear. It just needs someone patient enough to tune it back into place. When Klaus Weber founded the Weber Communication Company, I joined as one of the earliest field engineers. I helped assemble the first shortwave relays, the fragile backbone that linked Hope, Morning Star, Firetown, and Nukuru. I traveled alone across rough terrain, maintaining the outposts that kept our scattered settlements from slipping into silence. Storms deep bother me. Broken circuits did met Edra at a repair stop in Nukuru. Her shortwave device had failed, and I fixed it while she watched. She did speak much, but she saw how I worked, the way I treat noise like language and signals like truth waiting to be cleaned. A few months later, she asked if I wanted occasional assignments for the Office for Special Operations. I said yes. My routes already crossed the regions where she needed answers, and repairing a transmission is not so different from repairing a story. Both require patience, precision, and the ability to hear what's missing. I travel with a small companion, a half-restored butler bot named Bai. I found it behind a ruined relay shed, abandoned and clicking helplessly. I rebuilt what I could. Now it carries my tools, records transmissions, and warns me when something shifts in the dark. It isn't alive, but it listens. Sometimes that's enough. People occasionally mistake my quiet for coldness. It's not. I just process the world one frequency at a time. Feelings are unpredictable. Circuits are honest. Signals don't lie, they distort, but they never hide their structure. I fix what others break. I decode what others overlook. And when the path forward is unclear, I wait for the noise to settle. Tack over my role if you want to experience our new planet the way an engineer does. Not through emotion. Take my role if you like, solving problems by listening, observing, and understanding where the real signal lives beneath the chaos. Step into my place if you find comfort in precision tools, and slow breaths, and the soft hum of a relay warming back to life. Take it if you value clarity over speed, and truth over rumor. If you can trust data when people fail, and if the quiet satisfaction of restoring a broken connection feels like purpose to you, then you'll understand me. Move through the world one signal at a time, and let the noise guide you toward what matters.